Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Well, good day, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good middle of the night, good early morning, whatever time of day or day of the week it is. I am so grateful that you've chosen to tune in to this episode of the No BS Bishop. I'm Alive to Love. All lesser values are potential BS. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. I love doing this broadcast. I love being available to you. I love managing my thoughts and my ministry life. I've had about 50 years worth of a ministry life. I love managing it toward all of you who come here week in and week out to listen to one subject, to talk about, to think about, to contemplate one subject, love. You know, this broadcast has been going on almost 2 years, and I started it with this title of Alive to Love. I'm continuing with it. I'm convinced that I could spend the next 50 years discussing the subject of love, and we still would not complete the discussion in a full way. The subject of love is eternal. As I say here every week, love is God and God is love. Those who dwell in love dwell in God. Those who dwell in God dwell in love. You can tell somebody's been around God if they're loving. You can tell somebody's loving if they've been around God. The whole subject is eternal. God is eternal, no beginning and no end. So is love. There's no beginning, there's no end. And in the in-between is the exploration of love. It is the only sane and satisfactory answer to the problem of human existence, someone once said. Love. It's the only sane and satisfactory answer to the problem of human existence. I'm convinced. I really have a conviction about this, a solid stand in my understanding of life, that love is the dynamic by which life is energized. You cannot, you will not be able to make sense of your own life and calling, your own business, whether it's a profession or the simplicity of a job that you go to day in and day out. There is no other way to unpack why you're alive other than love. Love is the purpose. It is the foundation of human existence. And what the quote was I mentioned a moment ago, it's the only answer to the problem of human existence. I don't care what the question is. The answer is love. So let's explore that today. The answers are always going to be about love. Whatever the question, I mean, really, whatever the question is, what does love say about that question? How does love answer that question? So if your question is, what is my calling in life? You know the answer, right? Your calling is love. Whatever you will do in life will grow out of being a loving human being. Sustaining love, contemplating love, meditating love, creating a path of love will give you a sure trajectory toward being a person of calling, a calling that means something to you. So here's another question for you. What is sin? I'll tell you what sin is. Sin is the lack of love. Love is the answer to the problem of sin. So if I've been sinful and I've created a conundrum, a misery index of tragic, sinful life, well, then the answer is going to be love, because the only way out of sin is to be loved out of it, to be loved forward, to be loved in enough truth to recognize that my behavior has been sinful. My own definition of sin is born in the Greek word for sin, which is hamartano, which means to miss the mark or to miss the bullseye. So if I'm shooting an arrow and I miss the bullseye, I don't need somebody to come along and whack me upside the head with a hammer and say, well, boy, are you a bad person. What kind of terrible behavior are you living in that you can't hit the bullseye? No. That's not what we do if we miss the bullseye. We come along if we know better for somebody that's in an archery class and we're teaching somebody how to shoot an arrow and hit the bullseye. We don't slap them upside the head and say, well, that was stupid. You didn't hit the bullseye. No, we come along and we say, hold your shoulder this way. Turn your eye this way. Are you using your strong eye? Are you using your best posture? Are you standing as comfortably and solidly as you can? All of those factors come into it. I golf on occasion, not as much as I'd like to, but I have golfed. And you know what the challenge of golf is? You feel like every hair in your head has to be in the right place. You feel like every one of your 10 fingers has to be arranged just exactly right on the golf club. Your feet have to be positioned right. Your shoulders have to be positioned right. Your knees have to be bent slightly. Your hip has to be square with your shoulders. And then you swing, and then that swing's got to have just the right amount of torque and just the right amount of pressure put on it, and you got to hold the handle. You know, there are a thousand different little nuances to hitting a golf ball, and I've never learned how to do it well, but I know this: I will miss the ball on occasion. I mean, like, take a big old swing and the ball's still sitting there on the tee or on the grass, and I recognize, oh well, I just did something wrong there. You know what? That's a perfect illustration of sin. You just did something wrong. It wasn't that you were simply trying to miss that ball. You're trying everything you could to hit the ball, but you didn't even touch the ball. Or maybe you hit it and it went sideways instead of forward. Whatever the case may be, sin is illustrated, in that very notion that you can do everything right. You can try at least to do everything right and still miss the mark. So when we're talking about sinful behavior, or a life that's lived in some level of mistakes, love is the answer. So what about raising your child? Well, there you go. How do I raise my child? I raise my child with my whole focus being somewhere, somehow, to love that child. How do I do a better job? If I've got a job that's new to me and my skill sets are short or I'm struggling to learn a new skill set in a job, what do I do? Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to, some good self-love would go a long way. Giving yourself the opportunity to grow, give yourself the opportunity to learn at your own pace, give yourself the courage to ask questions. That's all about love. It really, really, truly is. How about, let's take it down to something even more basic. I know this sounds perhaps a little silly, but I don't mean it to be silly at all. I'm trying to illustrate that the only sane and satisfactory answer to the problem of human existence is love. What about my driving skills? Let's talk about that. Is there really the answer of love to my driving skills? I believe it is. So if I'm loving life and I want life to be productive, I know I need to drive from point A to point B. And if I know that loving my skill to drive well is meaning I'm going to have to love my fellow drivers on the highway and on the roads, that I don't need to be crabby and grouchy and constantly calling people names. Yeah, don't ask me how I know that happens. I've been guilty of the very thing that I'm talking about. But in the journey of life, love is the answer. So whatever the complexity of the question, whatever the simplicity of the question, I promise you, somewhere in the mix, love is the only sane and satisfactory answer. Now, let me turn the corner on that just a little bit. And when it comes to the more complex issues of life, if love is the only sane and satisfactory answer to the problem of human existence, in the more complex issues of physical pain or mental health, when it comes to having challenges that maybe a divorce is happening in the middle of your big, beautiful life and a divorce landed in your lap. You know, I know as an adult parent, I've watched my children walk through divorces. It's painful. It's heart-wrenching. Let's talk about being fired from a job or perhaps a house fire. You know, some tragedy, some unexpected bolt of lightning that just strikes your life. What is the answer to the problem of human existence? Love. Now, if I'm on the receiving end of tragedy, well, then I've got to exercise some means of self-love. I've got to give myself the room to say to myself, you know, if I walk through a divorce, or I've had a family member or a friend walking through a divorce, I have to remind myself that in my own self-love, that I'm not going to help anybody around me unless I'm loving myself. And that means I'm giving myself patience. I'm giving myself forgiveness. I'm giving myself room to grow, so that if I don't have all the answers from my child, if I don't have all the answers from my best friend, if I don't have all the answers, I do have one answer, and that is, hey, I don't know what to say to you except I love you. I want you to know, no matter what the dilemma is, what the existential pain is, I just want you to know I know the answer is love, because I've loved myself enough to know that out of that kind of reservoir of love, that you can find your way through whatever pain it is that I'm here to help you with. In the great adventure of life, if we are determined to continue to climb the mountain of love, we will reach summits where we'll probably need to take a deep breath and just relax and look around the scenery. But we aren't there just to live on that plateau on one half of the way up the mountain. We've climbed there to continue the climb. So in the last moments of your life, I wanted to start with the simple questions of human existence and go to the more complex issues of human life. What about the last moments of your life? If you are living in love, then you will die in love. Someone once told me that you will die the way you have lived. You're not going to suddenly find a way in your death to suddenly have all the compassion and patience for people around you. If you've lived impatiently, if you've lived in a grouchy, unloving way, then you'll die in an unloving way. And I cannot think of a worse means by which to part this life and walk on to the next. The only sane and satisfactory answer to the problem of human existence is love. So if I'm facing my last days or even the last hours of my life on earth, love is the answer. How do I manage this life if I know that I'm passing from this life? Then I'm going to love. I'm going to love those that are nearest to me at any given moment. Love them enough to give them my assurance, my peace, to let them find in me the moments of those last goodbyes that, you know, we're loving each other. And I'm loving you. I'm living in love, and I'm going to die in love, and I'm going to go into the next life in love. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Love has all the answers, from the most simple 2 + 2 = 4 to the incredibly complex trigonometry, rocket science of life. Love holds the answers, because love is the existential material by which all of our cells are held together. Everything is held together in God. And guess what? God is love. And if God is love and everything is held together in God, then love is holding all things together. And to the degree that we are not walking, living, contemplating, meditating love, then things are falling apart. It's, you know, I hasten to add in moments like this that I have no illusions. I'm not trying to convince you that I've arrived at all of these things. No, no. The reason I know them well is because I'm journeying. I'm on a path of love. I'm walking the path. But maybe the difference that you hear in my voice is that I have decided that love is the only credible answer to the dilemmas of life. It's the only sane and satisfactory answer to the problem of human existence. I've decided that. And I know that in deciding that, I am also faced with the challenge to consider, how does love answer my challenges in life? And I've got a few. And I'm serious when I tell you, I hold every challenge in some form of love. What will love do with this? What will love say to this? And if I do it poorly, then I'm going to practice to go back at it and be more loving in the next moment or two. If I do it badly, I mean, not just poorly, if I do it badly, if I fumble the ball, then I'm going to dust myself off, as quickly as I can. I'm going to maneuver myself toward the better expression of what love may look like in any given situation. If I do that, then I'm holding my eyes to the truest north in front of me, to the truest target in front of me. As I said earlier, to sin is simply to miss the bullseye. I'm seeking to aim my body, my soul, my mentality, my meditations. I'm looking to aim my relationships, my work life, my family life, my love life is all about my life. That's it. So when I do that, I'm managing things in the best way I know how, because as I said, love is the only sane and satisfactory answer to the problem of human existence. I would think that would be one of those good 5x7 cards to put on the mirror of your bathroom when you're getting ready in the morning and you look up and you have to remind yourself, what's my target today? What is my goal today? What am I shooting for today? Love is the only sane and satisfactory answer to the problem of human existence. St. Isaac the Syrian, a church father of many years ago, said this: in love did God bring the world into existence. In love is God going to bring it to a wondrous, transformed state. And in love will the world be swallowed up in the great mystery of the one who has performed all these things. In love will the whole course of governance of creation be finally comprised. In love did God bring the world into existence. And in love will all the world be swallowed up in that creative genius called God. That's the case that every day should hold before us. That's why I brought up even the most serious of questions in life. How do I die well? Well, you die well by loving well, by living in love well, and managing your life forward in love. But beyond the most serious of all questions, whether you live or die, but just how do you, in moments of simplicity and frustrations that face you at your job or face you with your family or face you with whatever the simplicity is. Maybe you're standing in a grocery store line and it's taken 14 times longer than it ought to take. Well, I have an answer for your struggle. That answer is, drum roll please, love. Love the moment. Love yourself. Love the person in front of you. Love that cashier who's maybe on the job training. I was just in a moment like that not too long ago, standing in a line, and a gentleman was fumbling with all of his credit cards and money and was trying to figure out what to do with what he had, and I was getting ready to help out by helping to pay for whatever it was he had, but the cashier was being so patient and so kind, and then I noticed the cashier was also having to call for help with the manager and some other people because there were some issues that were beyond just the simplicity of his credit card, and it was also in the computer side of the store. All that to be said, when I finally got up there in front of the line, I saw on the cashier's name tag, trainee. I realized right then, this dear soul was fighting for her life, trying to manage a challenge that probably would, in fact, it did challenge the manager when the manager showed up. And this dear soul, a trainee at that point, was simply fighting the best way she could to do the job that she just was learning. So I was glad that I stood back there in love. In fact, one time the man that was causing the bottleneck looked at me and he just kind of shrugged his shoulders. He said, "I'm so sorry." I said, no, don't worry about me. You got the right guy standing behind you. I'm in no rush." Well, the truth was I was in a bit of a rush, but the truth is also that greater than my rush is my priority. You know what it is, right? My priority to love. Love is the only thing worth everything. Love will manage your life when nothing else seems manageable. Love will arrange your priorities when priorities seem to be chaotic. Love will sustain your health in the middle of a diseased relationship, a diseased climate, a diseased pandemic. Love will give you the management skills to forage your way through that. Love, it's the only sane and satisfactory answer to the problem of human existence. That's my broken record for today. Love is the only sane and satisfactory answer to the problem of human existence. You know, we live here in a time in the United States where polarized partisan politics have created so many challenges. So much of our discussion around politics isn't about what's best for us, but what's best for my side. I'm convinced the only way to untangle that, the only way to get that fixed, the only way to find our way through this dark time in politics is to love one another. Martin Luther King Jr. said, we're either going to love one another as brothers or we're going to die together as fools. You know, what a choice, huh? Let's either love each other and live or die together like fools. Martin Luther King Jr. also said that he believes that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final say on reality. I tell people often, And I'm going to wrap this particular broadcast up today with this thought. I often tell people that when you die, when you face the judgment, when you know, as they say, you go to meet your maker, you're going to meet your maker. Wow. What will that be? What will that look like? How will that all? Nobody knows because all those who have made that transition complete have no way to tell us. We're left with the mystery of how do we meet our maker. I have one answer. The only sane and satisfactory answer to the challenge of human existence is love. And what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said is that I am convinced that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final say on reality. Here's what I've taught myself, that in that moment when I meet my maker, I will meet love. I will see love as it really is, not as I've experienced it in bad ways or even as I've experienced it in mediocre ways, but I will finally meet the complete and perfect expression of love. And what wonders, what beauty will that be? What a magnificent truth that is if we hold it to our heart and in our thinking and our meditation. Love will be the eyes that look at you. Love will be the atmosphere that you land in that moment. Love. Love for you completely, from head to toe and everything in between. Love that will manage your failures. Love that will manage even your most outrageous mistakes. And love that will congratulate you for making love your goal. I want it to be said of me that when I meet my maker, I want my maker to say, well, that was a valiant effort on your part. Valiant to love. You were brave enough to love. And, you know, let me show you where you could have done it better. But even in showing you where you could have done it better, I'm going to love you in that moment beyond that. You see, love is the only sane and satisfactory answer to the problem of human existence. Love alone is credible. Beauty will save the world, and the most beautiful thing I can think of is love. So as I come to the close of this particular broadcast, I want to remind you of a couple of principles that we always practice here as I close. I teach people every week, every time we talk here, I teach you that you got to breathe. You got to breathe well. You got to breathe deeply, and you got to breathe in a good, solid rhythm. So every so often, you should practice your breathing. You can live without eating for a day or two. You can live without a glass of water for a day or two, but you cannot live without breathing for a minute or two. You're going to have to breathe. And in breathing, we are learning. We're learning as medical science moves along and as spiritual science moves along. We're learning that breathing well leads you toward living well. I want you to consider this. Inhale love and exhale love. Inhale the beauty and the significance of love as it is being offered from God who is love, and then exhale that love, because as you have internalized the magnificence of God's love, then externalize it to, even if there's nobody near you, if you're just in a room alone, then fill that room up with love. So I just want you to join me in the practice of breathing well, breathing in love and exhaling love. On the count of three, I want you to breathe so deep that you can feel the bottom of your lungs expanding a little more. On the count of three, one, two, three. Inhale. Hold that love down. Hold it and exhale that love. Inhale love. One, two, three. In. And exhale it. If you are alone and you're inhaling and exhaling love, then if nothing else, you're filling the atmosphere around you with the most powerful, positive, most transcendent, beautiful, created creation. Creation is throbbing with love, and you're filling creation with more of it, and you're making the room you live a loving atmosphere. Let it radiate with love. And then the next thing I do with the close of every one of these broadcasts is I tell people, just please find somebody somewhere you can look in the eye on some level of comfort, some level that isn't disgusting or entirely awkward, even though I do think that you're going to make it awkward no matter what. But you're trying to do it in some sane level, to look somebody in the eye with a real intentionality, a full force of your own grasp of love. Look them in the eye and say, I love you. Now, before I go further, I want to express to you how important that is, because there are people in your life you need to remind yourself. There are people in your life who have not heard those three charmed and magical words, perhaps in months. And if you have the full intentionality and the full expression of a healthy way to say it to them, you may just change their life by looking somebody in the eye and say those words. I love you. I'm saying it to you, though I can't look you in the eye by means of this digital platform, but I can say it, and I hope you're hearing the throbbing significance and reality of what I mean when I say I love you. I hope you can hold that to your heart long enough that it heals something in there and gives you hope to live. All right, well, it's been a pleasure to be with you today. I've kind of given you a word salad today without any real list or outline, but I had something burning in me that needed to get out of my heart and into your ears. So thanks for being here today. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. I am alive to love because I believe lesser values than love can devolve into just BS. And I'm encouraging you and challenging you, go out and do something beautiful today. Do the most beautiful thing you can think of wherever you go, because, oh, baby, ugly has been done to death. God bless you as you go about your day. Let's be alive to love.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.